Special thanks to our partners and friends that are consistently caffeinating the Car Guy coffee that you're consuming. Thank you for the compliments from Dealership Toolkit and Think Ad Group. Let's brew!
Don't let people walk all over you.
Yes. Yeah, and that's something that's actually a great lesson to learn. When I first got in the business in sales, I should say, I was that guy. I was the one that believed everything, and you just went with it.
I promise.
And that's not a bad thing. Don't get me wrong, folks. It's not saying that don't be yourself when you sell, but you have to read between the lines. People want to be sold. There is a difference, and if that makes sense, what I mean by that is that people sometimes they're gonna just walk away because they like to be kind of shown the way. They want to be impressed by the product they're purchasing. They want the value to exceed the cost of it. They want to feel that relationship being built. So sometimes, though, if you're a yes man, that can work for you in a lot of cases. But there's times that being just a yes man, people don't like yes men in some cases. So I understand what Doug's talking about. You got to have a little bit of an edge on you. And what I mean by that is there's a delicate way. You know, it's like a razor blade. A razor blade can cut you super deep, or it can come and just shave the hair off your face really smoothly, right? Okay. So you have to be very delicate with that blade and understand how to use it. And when you're able to use that blade right, it turns into a smooth shave. But if not, you're going to put nicks and cuts all over somebody. So understand that there is a technique to it. There is a way of doing it smoothly without hurting or affecting anybody by making it perfect in a clean, perfect shave for them. I know I'm using a weird analogy there.
No, that's a fantastic analogy.
But it's true, though. It is, because it can be, because it's like I say, when you shave your face, you can cut yourself if you don't know what you're doing. So just make sure that you do it smooth. But you have to put force behind it a little bit. You have to sell them. You have to ask for the business. I think that's probably the biggest thing you miss when you're being too nice to people is at the end you don't ask for that business. You're like, okay, well, get back with me later, instead of being like, hey, so what do I need to do to get this business started now? You know, and that's something that it takes a little bit of practice, a little bit of courage,
but confidence.
Just confidence. And once you do it a few times, you start realizing, I just need to ask for the business.
That's
my
right.
Goodness, how many times have – then you go back, you're like, man, how many deals did I miss? Well, I just could have asked for it. But, you know, that's the beautiful part about life. You can't do anything about yesterday. All you can do is focus on what you're doing right now so you can make your future better for yourself. So just work on right now. Just get better. That's all you have to do.
And
Doug figured that out.
On that, I just want to tag to it. And some of you – and the reason why we ask these questions, car guys, car gals, and all you solutionaries, is because you all have the same things going on inside of your life. Your why is important.
Yep.
The people that have influenced you are important. What brought you to where you are is an important path. And honoring that is key to being able to go forward and succeed. And then understanding really what it is that is big, the big challenges, so that you don't repeat them again. These are all character building lessons that we all get to get. And I want to encourage all of you out there, Doug, Jackie, everybody that's out there, when you're ever dealing in that spot of being just a little too nice, remember, I really feel like I'm in a Black Panther movie, and I feel the Black Panther's mom saying, remember who you are, right? You have to remember who you are. Remember where it is that you come from. Remember the legacy that has been laid out for you to be where it is that you are, and hold your ground. If you are firmly planted in the identity of who you are and what you're about and what you're trying to achieve, people can't walk over you. People can't just push you over, because you understand where it is that you are established, and it's not by them. You can't give them that authority in your life. You can't let them be the one that makes or breaks you. That's not up to them. That's not for a privilege for them to have. You are in control of it. We encourage everybody to be the master of your domain. Who's the master? Like Shownuff. I don't know if you guys know The Last Dragon, but Shownuff, right? But who's the master? And then Leroy Green gets his head out of the water after he's looking at all these visions of what got him to where he is. And he looks back and he says, I am. Right?
That's right.
And so it is you that is the master this universe that you're in. We submit to one master, but you have to be firmly planted in identifying what he made you to be. And if you are that way, then somebody can't push you over. So I encourage you all, know what it is that is firmly rooted you. And no matter what storms come, you're not going to be pushed over by anybody. But it does take the understanding. You're like, man, you're trying to get over on me. Man, I can't keep letting you get over on me. You know, and eventually there has to be a stop. That's enough. But I mean, that's a fine dance, right? Of understanding when to give, when to kind of push back a bit, and when to just say, nope, now you've crossed the line. You know, yeah. I can't let you be this way. And that there is a balance inside of that. It is somewhat of a skill.
It is. It is a balance. It's a balance.
Yin and yang on that. You know, it's 100%. It's a balance.
How do you know without knowing?
Okay. Yes, that's another the Last Dragon freaking quote right there. I love it. So, no, great question. I'm glad that we brought that out because it is key to understand that we all have room for improvement, right? And to find that and understand what you need to tweak and then to tweak it and actually make it work, it's so satisfying. So I'm so glad we brought that up. So my last question for y'all for the five liner now, so what's been the greatest reward? I'm going to start with Doug on this one. You know, Doug, your greatest reward that you've had, not just from the business, just in life. Let's just talk about life here. Let's talk about what's been your greatest reward on this planet since you've been alive.
I mean, there's another one. There's going to be two different aspects. It's
love it.
I was able to pull myself out of a pretty dark place and concentrate on family and doing some pretty great things on a personal level. You know, trying to make my father proud. That type of thing.
Sure.
But business-wise, it's I get off on the people, the connections, everything about what I'm doing right now. I'm enamored with the fact that I get up every morning. Because of you guys, I listen to Glenn Lundy, and I start my morning off extremely happy and love what I'm doing all day, every day. And the people, you know? It's a gift to be able to help dealers get through everything they have to get through on a daily basis.
Man, it's so true. That's right. You know, and much like when in our side of the fence, like we, you know, us at the lot, you know, it's for us being able to wake up every day and change people's lives. You know, people think that buying a car doesn't change people's lives. It does.
It upgrades them.
It upgrades their lives. They needed something new. Their car broke down. In a lot of cases, what we do subprime, there's a lot of people just been told no so much, and they need a car to get to work. They need something reliable, and we're able to help them because we do that extra mile. That's such a great reward for me. When I train a new salesperson and they get excited and they're new, you know, it's a great reward for me. You know, I know that there's a lot of things that we could be thankful for and have blessings, you know. My greatest reward, you know, and I can go on for a day and I'm not even going to talk about it, but my greatest reward is it's more personal. You know, I'm so thankful for what's going on with my family. I've been married yesterday was 16 years 16. Of marriage and all this type of stuff. I don't want to talk about much, but what an amazing accomplishment for me. I never thought I was going to get married when I was younger. I used to joke around and say I was that short song. I'm a player for life. But that was a long time ago, and I'm so glad that I completely did not turn out to be that guy, right? So that being said, Jackie, what's up with you? What has been your greatest reward since you've came up in life and everything for you? What's been your greatest one?
My greatest reward, hands down, is just gratitude. I'm so happy to wake up and take a breath every morning. I'm at a point in my life where I've been through so much and I've had such a scary ride and such a great ride that I'm content. Like, I'm just happy to wake up. And if I can wake up and take another breath and, you know, enjoy the, just even looking at a picture of or talking to or FaceTiming with any of my kids or even my granddaughter, I'm just over the moon happy. And honestly, the connections that I've made through automotive fulfill me on a daily basis. And I never thought I'd get that out of a career. Like, work was just work for me up to this point. Like, I loved working for Disney. I mean, they would get all the blood out of you that they could because you put all your heart and soul into it, right?
Yes.
But there's something about automotive that I feel like it gives me as much as I put in, and I've never felt so rewarded. And it helps me feel fulfilled in my life in general. And like I said, it helps me enjoy my children better. And it helps me make these human connections that bleed from my professional life into my work life. I've always kind of had that all be separate over the years. And I finally feel like I'm home at work. So every day, waking up, taking a breath, enjoying the people, whether they're at work or at home, is just, that's my reward every day.
I love it. That is a good, you can tell that you mean that from your heart too. And it's true. What a great reward that is, you know, that have that type of gratitude. You know, that's such a Huge word.
Gratitude. That attitude of gratitude, right?
Yeah, and having that is crucial because the one thing that's for sure is your attitude will determine your altitude.
Come on.
So if you have the right attitude, which starts with gratitude, which starts with humbleness, which starts with all these things, that these ingredients that we've talked about today. You know, today we've had a great opportunity to sit down, ask what y'all's whys were. You know, both of you guys had two different style whys, very similar though. It all comes from the heart. It all comes from wanting to constantly just be better than you were yesterday in the grand scheme of things. Then we got into everything that we're, you know, everything that it's about the car business. We talked about how you got in the business, who motivated you, what was your greatest lesson that you learned. And then we talked about right now, we just talked about love, and we talked about life. We talked about gratitude. We talked about the best reward, the greatest reward that you could imagine, right? That you had from life. But we did this. And what's crazy, I don't know why I said crazy, but I did. That's a cool new word. Write that out. Hashtag it.
It's great and crazy.
It's great and crazy at the same time. That's exactly right. So, you know, what's crazy about all this is that, you know, what it all boils down to is that this car business has given us all a new refresher in life. Like what I've noticed is for Jackie, you had a great career. You were Disney, you know, I mean, folks, when you think of Disney, smile. But she just said that this automotive business, by the people that she's been able to touch, the people that she's been able to help, the community, and what she puts in is what she gets back. That's what the automotive business is. Every facet of it. Seriously, it's that awesome. Doug's the same way, folks. Doug is, you know, his coming into Cox Automotive has really put him, I can see it in him right now. I can see the glow inside him, how excited he is about what he's doing. It's automotive, but it's been his whole life. But this has given him a new type of gratitude, a new type of fulfillment that he's looking for. And I think that it's great that he's found his home with Cox Automotive.
I'm about to get really rewarded because I've had 9 different calls from the Albany area.
That's what I'm talking about. Hoorah. That's what I'm talking about. Now we have finished the five liner. What a good time that was! But I do want to ask you all because I think we have time for some fresh news.
I want to
hashtag fresh news these two. So, yep. Folks, I know that there's some new stuff coming out. There's some things that you guys probably are excited about. What is the new hot thing that you guys are out pitching? That you guys are out trying to help make solutions for?
B6, Doug. You want to talk about that?
There you go.
Can do B6.
Oh, so everybody always talks about, I think we touched on this a little bit in the beginning of the call, but I don't remember if we were live or not yet, but we have new buying signals. And one of our goals at Cox Automotive is always to connect all of the assets and all of the properties and all of the data and insights that we have. So as we're looking to our different business unit partners, there are so many ways that Cox Automotive comes together, but we've had some challenges in getting it all to flow. And we are to that point now where Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer is actually communicating more integrated than ever with different data from, you know, we've always been with Manheim, but we have now VIN Solutions and we have their AI product and we have our V-Auto products, and they're all talking to each other, and we're able to kind of show dealers that are using Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer where the hot shoppers are in a different way than ever. And I would say if you want to know more about that, definitely get with your Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer regional sales manager or your V-Auto performance manager and talk to them a little bit about what that reporting integration looks like, because now more than ever, we can show you where to focus first. Because my biggest pet peeve in this industry is cherry pickers. You never know who's going to want to buy a car from you and why. So answer every opportunity, answer every offer. But this will show you how to prioritize, right? I think prioritization is smart. I think cherry picking is not so smart. So that's what we have right now. It would take me, you know, quite a while to explain it. And honestly, I've got an appointment coming up.
No, I totally understand that. I get that 100%. You know, no, I think that that was a great, like, short version of it. And I think that people get the gist of it. If you're in the Northeast region, this is who you reach out to, folks. What's the best way to get hold of you two?
Doug?
LinkedIn is probably the easiest.
Okay.
And I can direct you from there. There's regional sales managers throughout the whole country that I can direct you towards if you're not in the Northeast.
And I'm Jackie, J-A-C-C-I, .Grillo, G-R-I-L-L-O, at coxautoinc.com. If anybody needs to reach out for any inquiries, I am the connector. I can get you to who you need to be to. It doesn't even matter if it doesn't have to do with Kelley Blue Book at all. I can find anybody you need in any industry in the country.
What was your email address one more time?
Cox Automotive.
jacci.grillo, so jackie.grillo, at coxautoinc.com. And it's great to connect with me on LinkedIn, too. I use LinkedIn strictly for business, so would love to connect with you there.
That's the beautiful part about LinkedIn. It is a strictly business. Well, there's been people trying to infiltrate. But yeah. I ignore those because a majority of them are there to grow and for business. I've been a big fan of LinkedIn for a long time because of that. I was never on Facebook. I was never on Instagram because I did not want to get into all the politicals and all this stuff. I was there to grow, so I did LinkedIn. But then I realized for our podcast, it was time for me to open my wings up. So in the last year, I've been all over all social media. But before that, I was only on LinkedIn, and I was very small on LinkedIn. I posted like a picture maybe once a week. You know, I didn't.
You came
really
in at the scariest time. That's brave.
I went for it. I went ham. I went ham, all for it. You know, right. Hard as a mom. You know what I'm saying? So we did it. And no, but it's something that we I actually, now that I'm using all tools, I found that their algorithms, folks, if you guys are out there, not to get too long on this, but like even on Facebook, I don't get all the political posts because I don't like all that stuff, nor do I comment on it. So eventually all my streams, Instagram, all that stuff, it's just car stuff or people that are involved in the car business or maybe somebody that's a friend or family of mine that might pop up like they had a baby or something like that. I get those. But when it comes to political stuff, I don't see it. I know, like, I don't want to get – when I get on Facebook, I had to jump it down because Facebook has all this. I'm like, I don't see it. I just see car guy stuff. So I think it's just about what you focus on, folks. If you're focusing on political, it's going to keep popping up. So quit tagging and liking and not liking. Just
and stop
ignore it.
Lost inside of the sauce of silliness.
Yeah,
right. It doesn't.
Law of attraction.
There's a lot. Exactly. That's exactly right, yes. Jackie. Whatever you are focused on, you're putting out into the universe. That frequency you're throwing out, you will get right back. So make sure you put out frequency of love, a frequency of growth, a frequency of people in the car business, because you will get that. Or just frequency and love. I love that. That's right.
But you know, so the message that we want to make sure is always out there, folks, is that you do forgive, focus, and that you fly to next levels by getting rid of all of that junk and staying focused on what you can focus on. Again, if you're seeing negative and bad news consistently, it's kind of because it might be something that you're seeking out. That might be a little bit of a bitter brew for you to sip on, but you can throw a little sugar in it, maybe a little cream, and sip on it slowly so that you can be upshifted and uplifted into brewing actual solutions in life. If you're not brewing the solution, well, then you're the one probably
percolating the problem. That's right.
So you might want to watch out for that. But again, we are so, so very thankful that you guys had the chance to join us today. Again, I just want to
I had so much fun.
I didn't get the chance to see that how your company let you come out, because again, it took a little bit of authorization for those of you that didn't know that we snuck that camera in. So if you weren't here at the beginning, I'm going to show you again real quick what it was like to get them on the show.
After some deliberation and careful consideration, we are pleased to give authorization for our esteemed colleagues, Doug and Jackie, to be featured guests on the Car Guy Coffee podcast. Let us brew.
I gotta ask this, Doug, because I see your profile and I see you obviously are an avid fisherman.
Yes.
You even had a tournament that is, I saw that it said Douglas J. Thornton. Is that you or is that your father?
So when my father passed away, my sister and I were sitting there and we were trying to figure out an easy way to honor him. We were going through his things and we found that nobody knew about it. He had secretly been contributing and helping out this soup kitchen near his house. We found all these records and everything like that. So we were trying to figure out a way to honor him. So we took his favorite sport, you know, favorite pastime and his favorite charity, and we put this thing together. We did it in a matter of like 3 months the first year, and it was nuts. We've got all sorts of sponsors. We've got I think that first year we had close to 200 anglers. in the past 5 years, it evolved into us having our own 501c3 now. It's, you know, a foundation in my dad's name and all sorts of stuff. So it's gotten pretty big. But it all goes back to the Shoreline Soup Kitchens and Pantries. We end up raising, I think we've done about 10 grand for them over the past 5 years.
Man, that is a great way to honor your father. Yes. That's a great way to leave his legacy and keep it going on, man. I love it. Yeah, absolutely
need to go
love that.
With you one time, brother.
Yeah. What month do you normally do that?
July.
Man, you keep us posted on that, man. We may come out and do a remote for that too. That'd be kind of neat. You know, that would be really neat.
Fish.
To be able to help honor that for your father too. That's really cool stuff that what you're doing there, man. That's big deal. Seriously, that's really awesome stuff.
Honor. Yeah. So speaking of honor, car guys, car gals, and all you solutionaries out there, we are honored to have had the time with these incredible solutionaries from Cox Automotive, KBB, and so thankful that they got to share their story a bit more with us. Pay attention to the follow-up. Pay attention to the podcast when it gets released. Pay attention to some of the highlights that we've had the chance to actually pull out of them. But pay attention to what they're doing. So if you're not following them, go follow them. If you're not following them on Clubhouse, go give them a follow on Clubhouse. If you're not following them on Facebook, go ahead and like them. Be friends with them. Check them out. They're brewing solutions for the industry with some pretty big things exploding for the industry that's changing stuff. I mean, there's this thing that people often said is that the automotive industry is always going to be the way that it's going to be, especially because of trade-ins. And there's been solutions brewed for that. And you got to get with the program, folks. So do what it is that you can to get better where it is that you are, because the biggest room in the world, everybody, is
the room for improvement. That's right.
But we have been brewing solutions and having a great time with these incredible solutionaries. We are so thankful for all of you that have been brewing with us today. We are going to be moving and grooving and doing what we do. It might be an ice storm around here or where you are, but warm things up.
That's right.
Things up, get you a big fat cup of Car Guy Coffee so that you can upshift and uplift your world. Fred, man, it's been a blast. Such a blast. Thank you so much, Doug. Thank you so much, Jackie. Car Guys, Car Gals, this is Lou Ramirez, the Car Guy.
And this is Frelin Arts, the subprime hero. And hey, Jackie, I saw that you put a little comment over here. You want me to read this out? Doug and Jackie's views may not necessarily be the views of Cox Automotive. I understand that, folks. These are their views. But it is a great disclosure to throw out there because it is true. Folks, their views are their opinions. Keep that in mind. Cox Automotive didn't give them a script, but they do represent Cox Automotive with great, genuine hearts. And I'm so glad that you guys are part of that company. And I like Cox Automotive a whole lot more just because of you too. So thanks for making
it. Thank you. Thanks so much.
A glimpse behind the curtain. For those of you that are trying to brew solutions.
Everybody's
today,
loving the show this morning. That's right. Michael Offman says, great show, everyone. Stephanie says, this was awesome. And she's right. It was awesome. So thank you all. Folks, you guys go out, make your day the best day that you've ever had. It's really simple. All you have to do is make it better than yesterday and have fun. Smile. And if you can't smile, I'll tell you the easiest way to smile is get up to start dancing. If you start dancing, you can't help but smile. A little bit of attitude in that. Shake that booty and have fun. Right? So anyway, that's right. Folks, we just got done double fisting us a cup of coffee today. I appreciate you all for being here. Wow, we just had fun with two amazing solutionaries. They are out there doing some stuff, growing every single day, inspiring people, inspiring each other. That is beautiful. Thanks for both being here. I appreciate you. Doug, you're the man. Jackie, you're the woman. Yeah. You're the best. Both of y'all are amazing. Jackie, I want to reach out to you here in a little bit also. I want to get you on this Car Gal Coffee podcast.
I mean,
women in automotive need their voices to be lifted up.
That's right.
As high and as loud as possible. Matter of fact, y'all's voices should be the loudest ones because y'all killing the game right now.
Remember that.
Showing us how we need to do it. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you so much. Goodbye, everybody.